Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. Divination is a podcast and YouTube show by Elegant Themes, a proud leader in the premium WordPress theme and plugin market. The goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. In this episode, I'll be interviewing our very own Fikri Rasid. Fikri is a developer here at Elegant Themes who focuses on adding features and fixing bugs in both Extra and Divi, our big two themes. So I'm really excited to introduce him to you today so that you can hear his story and learn all about the work that he's been doing on Divi 3.0. Because of our time difference, we decided to do this interview in the same fashion that Mario and Thierry did their interviews in, which was me sending over questions, him sending a video back, and me putting the two together. So without further delay, here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Fikri, welcome to Divination. I'm really glad to have you on the show. Why don't we get started by having you tell us a bit about what it is you do at Elegant Themes and where you're joining us from today for the show.
Hey, Nathan. So I'm working on themes. Divi and Extra, and I'm basically, and sometimes I also work on plugins and support as well, but I mostly work on Extra and Divi. I'm adding features and fixing bugs. That's basically what I do most of the times.
What's an average work day like for you?
An average work day for me is basically working from morning until night, until evening. So I start really early at 6 a.m. and then basically continue working until mostly 10 p.m. or so. It's not like I work all the time. I took a break, and quite significant break at midnight, at midday, because I'm not really productive in the afternoon and the midday, probably because it's really hot here. I'm still learning to be more and more productive every day, but I think one of the significant things I learned recently is to use big monitor. So I'm using 15-inch MacBook and I hook it up to 27-inch monitor, and having a big monitor is really, really good. So you can do like coding on the right hand and previewing it real time and then other stuff at the another monitor. So having a big monitor really helps.
I'm always interested in people's WordPress and web development roots. Which one came first for you, WordPress or web development in general?
So I think it's kind of overlapping for me, but it was in 2007. I was taking a web development course for 8 months. And then at the time, I also liked blogging. I think it's WordPress 2.3 at the time. And then I really picky about, I want my blog to be to look the way I want it to look. So I couldn't find a theme that I like. So I said to myself, okay, so I think I'll just make one for myself. And then after done make one, I make another one. And then I end up sharing the theme I made on my blog. And then that's how it started, basically. Like months later, or even years later, I think months later, there is this, my first client contacted me because he saw my free themes on my blog and emailed me out of the blue, hey, can you make WordPress theme based on this design I have? If I'm mistaken as well, it was Adobe Illustrator file, if I'm mistaken. And then I said, I took the chance and I said yes, and I make a themes for him. And then the rest is history. I was referenced to another client, something like that.
How did that lead up to you finding out about Elegant Themes?
So I started using WordPress for blogging and then making a themes for it. And at the time I was in the college. My major was English education, and then I started blogging and sharing my themes, and out of the blue, people started to email me about work and a project, and I, when it's possible, I took the job and worked for them. And then it leads me to my my first big job was in this university, so making tons of themes for their entire university sites. So university has their main site, and the department has their own site, and the faculty has their own site. So I work first remotely for this private university in Indonesia, in Jakarta. And then after I graduated, I moved to Jakarta to work on site. And then after a year of contract, I resigned. I'm not continuing the contract, and work for another project for like months. And when the project nearly reached its completion date, I started looking for another gig in a remote working site. I forgot which one is it, but I remember saw an Elegant Themes ad on it. So I applied, and fortunately, like a week after that, I got a response, and then we emailed back and forth. If I'm mistaken, it was Nick, if I'm mistaken. And then I got an interview, a Skype interview, and then I do a code test, and then I start working on a small part of DV to see whether I fit to the team or not. And then fortunately I fit the team well, and then I started working for Elegant Themes.
What kind of work did you do when you first joined, and how has that changed over time?
So if I'm not mistaken, the first work that I did when I joined Elegant Themes is customizer, a module customizer. And the way I work has changed a lot, because I initially worked really early, if I'm mistaken, at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. to match Yuri's time zone. And then, but time after time, I got moved to another project, and I moved to another themes, and it's just really natural. After I'm done working on this module customizer, I move backward to the builder, and if I'm not mistaken, I work at the history undo redo in builder, and then on the, if I'm mistaken, copy paste, and then right click on the builder, and then I, after done working with builder, I moved to extra. I was assigned to work on extra, and then I remember working on plugins as well, and then right now I work on 3.0 with basically the rest of the team.
Which projects have you worked on the most?
I think Divi. I work on Divi the most. Be it on the builder, or sometimes the front end aspect, sometimes in the customizer, sometimes on the Divi builder, the plugin. But mostly Divi. I work on extra as well, but I think I work mostly on Divi.
In your opinion, what makes Divi 3.0 special as a WordPress project?
In technological perspective, Divi 3.0 is really special because it's JavaScript-centric nature. The technology is not the reason why we're making it that way. I mean, it's not like we want to make a JavaScript-heavy app, but to make a good front-end builder, turns out we need that to be JavaScript-centric, so it ends up the way it is. So basically, the backend builder is JavaScript heavy too. We use Backbone for it, but for the frontend builder, we cannot use Backbone, and we decided to use React, which is pretty popular lately. And React offers a very different paradigm of developing apps. So basically, I'm really excited, but I find a hard time explaining it. So React is basically translating your object into UI. And once the object is changed, the UI is automatically changed. It's kind of very tricky, but once you get it, wow, it's really amazing. And that's why Divi 3.0 is really exciting, because when we started working on it, like, none of us from the team is really fluent in using React, but we decided that after done some research, we decided that this is the most possible way to make Divi 3.0, the front-end builder, as good as we want it to, as fast as we want it to. So we decided to use React, and all of the development team end up learning how to use React, like, for, I don't know, a week or two, a week or weeks. And then we shared what we learned and how we do things using React on our Slack channel. And everything is just, and at first it was, we're kind of nervous whether, can we actually do that? Because we're building and learning at the same time. So everybody got a very steep learning curve, but thankfully we end up, learning and building it in the very good phase. So, for example, Andy is really good on polishing the front end things, and Joss is really great in laying the fundamental things. And it's really interesting, because we started knowing nothing and we learn as we go, and then seeing it being forged is really cool things. Especially right now when we're now really near a better phase, and things started to have a concrete shape, and how it works becomes really clear. It's really cool. I'm sorry I dabbled too much, but it's just really cool. Yeah, it's just really fast. It's really cool. It's really amazing how you change things and you see it in real time. It's just really cool. Sorry I dabbled too much, but it's just really cool.
So getting Divi 3.0 ready to launch has been an all-hands-on-deck project for us. What part of it have you been working on?
So I mainly, I work on several things, but I mainly work on the, not mainly, but lately I work on making sure that the modules work as expected. So we need to replicate lots of things. So because we use different technology, because we use different stack, we use different technology, we end up need to replicate how things are being parsed and displayed using PHP, and now we need to parse and display using JavaScript. And then lots of my time are spent on that, so I'm making sure that the module look like how it's supposed to be. And then we need to make some adjustments as well, because previously lots of our UI JavaScript stuff is made to be called once on page load, and then on the front end, on Divi 3.0, we need to make it to be able to work with with content which change. So basically, if the page is loaded with, for example, if you have a gallery module and when we're loading the page, the gallery not using a lightbox, and we change the settings to make it use lightbox, it's kind of tricky. We need to make some adjustment on that. So that's basically what I'm working on.
What has been the biggest developmental challenge for you on this project?
I think to learn as much as fast as possible, and to use it on actual project is really challenging. Also considering that we need to replicate existing things using different paradigms is kind of, it's quite challenging as well. Sometimes it's also sometimes we also we need to make the adjustment, which I've been mentioned. We need to make adjustment to our existing code base on how to adapt the changing content on DeFi 3.0. Changing content on DeFi 3.0 is quite challenging too.
What part of DeFi 3.0 are you most excited about?
I think the ability to change things, literally what you see is what you get, is things that make me excited the most. For example, you change a text module into column and you change it as you type. It's just really exciting. It's really amazing. And DeFi 3.0 is quite fast. Like fast as you see the change as you type. That is really exciting for me. It's just really cool. It's really cool.
How do you think this will change the way in which our community uses DeFi?
So people make cool things with our existing builder, which is if you change things, you need to save it, and then you need to back and forth, seeing it, previewing it, or preview it on the builder. But basically, you need to go back and forth when using our existing builder. But in DeFi 3.0, you change as you see it. I think it will make editing process really, really more fun, because it actually happened. It directly happened what you want to change. You change it, you saw it. You adjust it, you saw it. You edit the copy, you saw it. It's just a really pleasure to use. It's a real pleasure to use.
Well, I appreciate your passion. And I don't know if it was possible. I didn't think it was possible, but I think you just got me more pumped to use DeFi 3.0 than I have been so far. So thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for coming on the show, Fikri. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
Well, that's all for this episode of DeFi Nation. As always, I just want to give another big thank you to our guest, Fikri Rasheed, for coming on the show. If you have any questions about the topics that we covered in this episode, feel free to leave them in the comments section on the Elegant Themes blog. I've made sure that Fikri is aware that the episode's going live, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to come by and answer any questions that he can. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I look forward to seeing you around the community. And as always, we'll be back next week with another episode of DeFi Nation.